Blog Talk Radio.
Teddy, the King of VA, calling out at 757 all day, every day.
Yes, yes. How are you today? How are you today, Teddy?
I am blessed and highly favored. Every day above ground is a blessed day, Pippin.
Oh, no, that's right, man. Yes, 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 yes. Man. Dang. Things are getting about to be crazy.
I believe it, man.
Nice topic. It's going to be a topic. Lord, I think a lot of people are going to have something to say about this topic.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do.
Yeah. Girl, you and me both, honey.
I've got a lot to say, baby.
Uh-oh. Watch out there, man.
You know I got a lot to say. Yes, the nice topic is, what you say, baby?
I was about to say, let's get on into this here topic, man.
Because you already know. Sex with the ex? They want to know if it's okay to have sex with the ex? I'm talking very pimp on the phone. Pimp down, pimp down. Talk very pimp on the phone. I'm going to let you talk about it, Teddy. Look, they was ready. Look, they was ready, too. Trying to figure out what he was going to say. Trying to figure out what Kane was going to say. I ain't going to give him too much.
No.
But you go ahead and talk, Teddy. You let them know.
All I'm going to say on this here very touchy subject, in my eyes, that is a no-no. I don't care how you put it, how people try to sugarcoat it, sex with your ex is a no-no. They are exes for a freaking reason. You know what I'm saying? If people that do that mess, hey, to each his own, but you going in there blind. You know, y'all get down with the get down, do the thing, and feelings come back, and then y'all realize why the hell y'all broke up. So, like I say, in my opinion, sex with your ex, hell no, because I wouldn't even do that mess. No. Girl, boo. That's just wrong. No. Ew. Gross. Hmm. No. Next.
Oh, you waiting on me.
Yeah, next.
You waiting on me, huh?
Yeah, man. What's your opinion on this very, very touchy topic?
My opinion on sex with the ex, it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Me personally, I have had sex with an ex-girlfriend before. You know, some say the ex make the sex spectacular. Let me look at my yeah. But no, for real, I feel like it depends on the maturity of both parties. You feel what I'm saying? You know, are we going to be able to have sex, have feelings, you know, or do we even have feelings? Because some people that are ex-girlfriends, they don't even have feelings for each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it is what it is with them. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be retarded, you know, if you're going to be retarded, then no, you can't have sex with your ex-girlfriend. Because then you got to be like, you know, say like they get a new girlfriend, no booty, and it's going to be like, we just had sex, and there's so much freaking drama with it. I can't do it, pineapples. I can't do it. Don't do me.
Chitlins. Man, chitlins.
Pineapples. No, I can't have sex with my ex now that she's mature enough to let go after the sex. Now, if it's, you know, it's different because sometimes, you break up with somebody and it wasn't meant to be broken up with. Like, some people go through, you know, things like that, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to be careful, though, with that. Like I say, you can, you or the other person can catch feelings if that person, like you say, ain't mature enough. But like I say, I personally wouldn't do it, haven't done it, not going to do it. No, I wasn't brought up like that. No, I can't do it.
So what if, okay, so what if y'all, okay, so what if you, okay, are you in a relationship, Teddy?
Yes, I am. The king is taken all day, every day. I am taken, y'all.
Oh, all right. So here go my question to you, Teddy. You are in a relationship, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, with your new girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
With your new girlfriend, you know, say, okay, do you love your new girlfriend? Like, is it serious?
It's very serious.
Okay, you love her. This is someone that you can really picture yourself having something with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say y'all broke up over an argument. Because people do that. Broke up over an argument, a disagreement, as we will say, over a disagreement, right?
Mm.
And she comes to your house buck-ass naked with a trench coat. Teddy. Yeah, you not going to hit it?
I still couldn't.
What? I'm talking about this is the woman that you're going to marry, Teddy.
I understand that, but I'm not wishing that like that to happen, but you go, God forbid, I couldn't do that.
Teddy.
I've had it happen to me before, like a while ago,
this,
you know, when
this
I first
is the
came
woman
out.
That, this is the woman that you know you're going to be with, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know you're going to be with this woman.
Of course. No matter what.
Exactly. So if y'all break up over an argument, like something petty, you know what I'm saying? Something petty, and you know that you want
if
this,
it's
you want to work it
out. It's like this. If you basically saying if we making up and stuff like that, and you know she came over like that, oh yeah, it's going down. But it's
that's
just over here like
about. See, it's different scenarios, right?
It's different scenarios when it comes to that question. But like in this scenario, if she came and we, you know, mutually talking and we working it out, then by all means. But if it's not like that, then I couldn't see myself doing it.
See, that's what I'm talking about now. Now you're working with
but
me.
I know,
with.
But now I know with the woman that I'm with now, that's it. That's it. It's her.
Right, and you know that. That's what I'm saying.
And
I
know it.
Because you
give
her the business.
Come
on now.
Yeah,
now we talk. Now you're giving me the truth, Teddy, because goddamn shit, man. Look. Talk to me now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one.
Okay,
man.
Now hold on, wait. Let's reverse the question, though. What if you was in a relationship, you know, with your lady, and y'all, same question, y'all broke up or whatever, she came in your house in a trench coat with the heels on, and it's raining outside, and, you know, she there, knocking at the door, say, KC, we need to talk, and da-da-da-da-da, and y'all get to talking, would you?
Would I?
Yeah.
Am I single?
No, in this instance, you're not single. You're in a relationship, like you told me.
Oh, well, if I'm in a relationship, then hell no, because I don't cheat. I don't do any cheating, honey. No. If I'm with somebody, then I'm with them wholeheartedly. But if I'm single, no strings are attached, and I'm horny, and I want to get some booty, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking to somebody, because if I'm talking to somebody, that's disrespectful, too. Especially if we're having sex. So if we're just in, a friendship or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know, I just don't know. You never know. Like, come on, now, like you drunk, whatever. You don't know what's going on with you. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You love somebody that much, man. I just can't sit up here and say I wouldn't have sex with her. Like, if I love her that much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get
that. I love her that much. Like, this is someone that I can't believe we're breaking up. Like, oh, my God, for real, baby. Like, no. If I love this woman so much and she's my baby and we broke up with something stupid, yeah, I'm going to give her the business and she's not leaving without being my girl tonight. But if it's just some random old ex-girlfriend that, man, we broke up because she done did something stupid or whatever, am I just going to hit it with no feelings? What she look like?
Oh, God.
What she look like? What she sexy? Did she have some good stuff?
Boy.
See, these are the questions you got to ask. You got to ask these questions because was the stuff good? Did it taste like strawberry milk? I mean, what was going on?
Pineapple.
Was it good? You got to tell me was it good, Tess. You know, you can't just ask me a question and tell me was the pussy good. Like, was it good?
With who?
Was the pussy good? Did it taste good? Did it taste like strawberry milk?
With who, though? What are you talking about?
You just asked me a question. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what am I working with here?
Well, hey, whatever your ex or whatever you think she tastes like, chicken, pineapple juice, what?
Because if she's tasting good, you know, I'm going to hit that. I'm going to give it to a wall from the back, doing the igloo in the back. Spin. You hear me?
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm going to hit it. I ain't lying. I am going to hit it if I don't have
like
a
Like I said, but at the end of the day,
yeah, but she got to be mature, or her mind got to be right. That's where you go back to,
right.
That's where you go back to, you know, it's mentality. Do she have my mind gone? That's the thing. Like, do she turn me on when she come in the room? You know what I'm saying? It's different,
right.
You know, reasons why I would go and do whatever with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, with an ex, whatever. But, you know, I'm, like, for real, I don't know. I can't really answer that question, but if I'm talking to somebody, you hear me keep saying, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm not going to do that because that is disrespecting her, especially if I'm trying to get to know her. She's trying to get to know me. She's putting all the time into me. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't do it, but, you know,
yeah.
I could be single.
It's like this, basically, you both can agree that at the end of the day, you can't sleep with your ex. That's not happening.
Mm-mm.
Look, I'm
sleeping with the ex.
I can't do it.
From the side, the back. I'm going to hit it from the front and the side and do the matrix on the booty. Oh, I'm not playing.
Oh, Lord. Well,
mm-hmm.
Let's see what the
mm-hmm.
callers got to say about this touchy topic.
Let's see if they're going to press the number one. We got some scared people right now. We don't have any ones pushed.
They need
you
to
know.
Push them ones. They tripping. They probably tripping off us. But y'all go ahead and push that number one. Talk to us.
They're scared, man. You got to
get
them.
They
got to
be scared.
Give them some time. Get a little later sometime. They're scared. It's okay.
They ain't got to be scared, though. We really want to hear, but you know, their opinion on it. You know what I mean? It'll be a very interesting thing.
Let's see what they got to say. Ladies, pressing number one. What do you feel? How do you feel about exes sleeping with your ex? Do you think it's a negative? You think it's a red flag? You know, like, what do you think? Cause I know y'all not scared tonight. Don't play.
No, y'all was on it last night.
They real scared tonight, Teddy. That's a damn shame.
Mm-hmm.
I got that feeling.
Like, I know somebody out there in radio land can relate to this topic, can get some insight.
We got some people, man, that's just listening. Like, you know, in a minute I'm gonna draft some people, right? You already know that shit, right? You know I'm gonna draft some people.
Random.
I'm gonna draft some
random people. Draft some people.
I'm gonna draft some people. I'm drafting a whole lot of people tonight because, you know, here we go. We got somebody calling. Alright, you call 804-253. The topic of tonight is sleeping with your ex, yay or nay. How do you feel about it, baby? Talk to me. Hello.
Hello, yeah. This is Onyx. In all honesty, I feel like sleeping with your ex, it depends. If you're sleeping with your ex, you know what I'm saying, but you're with somebody, don't do it. It's not something good that you should do because of the fact that you're with somebody and you might catch feelings again for your ex. But if you're single and you sleep with your ex, from what Neo said, sex with your ex is, you know, the best.
Yes.
But other than that, do not sleep with your ex if you're with somebody, because it's bound and it's guaranteed that you will catch feelings. But if you're single, by all means, do what you do. But just make sure that if you and your ex gonna sleep together and you're single, then you'll be straight. But make sure that y'all have that mutual agreement, like, okay, we sleeping together, we exes or whatever, but y'all not trying to catch feelings, so don't catch feelings. But if you know that you're sleeping with an ex that you just recently broke up with, you're bound to catch feelings because it's never lost, especially if that's an ex that you haven't been done with for long. But if it's one you've been done with and all of a sudden you see her, damn, she fine, or damn, he fine, okay, yeah, true, go ahead. But do not sleep with your ex if you're with somebody. If you're single, it's fine. As I said, I'm Onyx, and that's just how I feel on this situation.
Well, first of all, before you leave, Onyx, I'm going to introduce you from all the callers in America. You know what I'm saying? Onyx is new to She's On. Y'all ladies, give me a clap. Come on, Teddy. Woo!
Clap.
We gotta do the ghetto clap, you know what I'm saying? You know how they do on the radio, they got everybody clapping. We gotta do the ghetto clap over here. You know what I'm saying? Definitely
true.
It's the new prodigy lady, so y'all need to get her in your city.
Appreciate it. I'm Onyx. Anytime you can hit me up, let me know. I'll come to your city and I'll be there.
And you know it, and we gotta get an interview with you too. So, man, you're gonna talk about that later, all right? Because they're gonna wanna talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cool.
But in the meantime, baby, well, thank you for coming on here. Definitely love your input. Don't go anywhere because we got She's On After Dark coming next, okay?
Thank you for letting me voice my opinion.
And you got it, baby.
All right.
All right. Ladies, press that number one. Come on now. Do not be scared. Come on. I know everybody are not being chickens tonight. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Y'all, everybody got an opinion on having sex with the ex. I don't care what nobody said. We all had a thought about it. Or we all said, my ex, no, child, boo, or whatever. You feel me? Come on now. Come on. Y'all press that number one because I want to talk to you, ladies. Come on. Press the number one. Give me some feedback on the sex with the ex. I think some of y'all scared me. I'm about to start drafting people in a minute.
Draft them. Gotta draft them. Come on.
We got 35 callers on here, and nobody's pressing number one. How do you ladies feel about sex with the ex? Sex with the ex, ladies. Come on. There we go. There we go. Area code 804-477. The topic is sex with the ex, baby. Talk to me. How you feel about it? Is it yes or no?
It's a no.
It's a
definitely no.
No.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you have sex with your ex, Mama?
That's why they call it ex. You already broke up with them. If they was meant for to be a sex partner, they'd be a sex partner. If they meant to be an ex, they're an ex. That's why they have labels or certain things you put in the category.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Why go backwards?
So that's just one of the stories.
Well, let me ask you a question, too, with that. Let me ask you a question, Brian. I'm gonna put you in the same thing, man. I put Teddy in. Alright, so your recent ex, right?
Wait a minute, hold on. I got news.
She was the okay. Your recent ex was the best lay in your life.
Huh?
I'm talking about your last ex was the best lay of your life. This is a scenario, right? And she gave you the bombest head. She gave you the bombest everything. You know what I'm saying? So you telling me right now that this woman made your toes curl, okay? Made your toes curl. Took you to places nobody else have ever taken you to.
I ain't never had a person make my toes curl.
Well, look, we're going to have to upgrade you, okay? We're going to have to upgrade you.
Yeah. You know? I already know that.
Got to upgrade you. Because you need to know what it feels like, baby, to have your toes curled, your ass hitting from the back, and having your clit sucked. Do you like your clit sucked? And if you do like your clit, so everybody press one. Do you like your clit? You like your clit? Oh, I'm sorry. That's cheese on the dog. Look. Come on now. So you telling me you never had a woman that just gave you the best sex ever? I mean, she just.
No, it was good, but I don't know. Girl calling, I'm still trying to experience it. Sex in the elevator, sex outside, sex outside, sex on the porch, sex in the bathroom, sex on
Washington. Never had sex in the bathroom or the porch or outside? What about you laying on the balcony? Oh, my goodness, you never explained that, baby.
I did none of that.
You need to be upgraded. You need to be upgraded. You need your back broke. That's what you need.
I need your back broke.
Oh, my goodness. You're off topic, honey.
I know everybody had sex on the washing machine. I ain't had sex on the washing machine.
You ever had sex on the washing machine with the washing machine on high speed?
No,
I need to experience this stuff. You know what? This is why I love this radio, because now, you know what I'm saying, I get to talk to people that never experienced these things. Let me tell you something. The next year that you get in a relationship, you need to test the pussy first. Okay? Test the tongue and test the pussy. You know why I say that? Because if she ain't giving you satisfaction the first motherfucking time, let me tell you something. A person like me, I need to be stimulated, not only mentally, but I need to be stimulated physically. I'm a freaking nympho. You get what I'm saying? So if I'm in the bed with you, and I'm giving you a lay, you know what I'm saying? But you're not backing the pussy up on my face. You're not backing the pussy up on anything I'm giving you. And we can't do it no more. Because you know what? You're boring to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is no pillow princess over here. I need to be some type of satisfaction. You get what I'm saying? I need to be a thrill, and I need to be a roller coaster that's going on up in my bed. It need to, everything needs to be misplaced up in there. You get what I'm saying?
You never
experienced that before?
No.
Well, let's change the subject. Sex with the ex, you still want to talk about y'all pressing number one? But look, hey, man. Huh? What have you experienced before? Like, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
The freakiest thing I've experienced is having sex in the car. And it took me, last year, this experience. And I'm 44 now, so.
Oh, my God, you're 44 and you have never. Oh, my God, you know what? We got to upgrade you, baby. ASAP, oh. Mama, because. You, no, 44? No.
Mm-mm. I mean, I was talking to my coworkers, and they were like, it's one coworker, he's younger than me, and he tell me everything, he had this place, had it that place. I like, you know what? I feel like smacking every person I've ever been with. I want to smack the taste off of their butt, for real. Smack the taste out of the bud, for real. I ain't experienced none of that, so.
You 40-something years old. I'm younger than you. I'm a decade younger than you. You feel what I'm saying? And so you telling me I know more than you when it comes down to the bedroom? Look, Teddy, finally, I can be the teacher.
Uh-oh, Lord, you going to take her to school,
I can
man.
Be the teacher. Take you to school, baby. Now's your time to learn from KC. Yeah.
Uh-oh. After school, she's going to get some after school attention.
I'm going to take you to class.
She's on elementary, middle school, and high school. And then, you know, if you're good enough, then we'll take you to college, baby. I'll let you meet the boss if you're good enough.
The what?
I'll let you meet the boss if you're good enough.
Hey, I'm up for anything right now. Shoot, for real. I'm like,
that's right.
Next time anybody can tell me their love life and sex life is better than mine, they experience everything. I'm like,
Don't worry about it, baby. We gonna upgrade you. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but maybe you need to have sex with an ex. But never mind. You say your ex just never gave you.
No, no, because my ex got a girlfriend now. So.
But that's
no,
your only ex.
That's the
only ex you ever dated that has like the best sex ever. Like I'm talking about like. They don't have no good sex.
I had a lover, an ex-lover. But she lives in Richmond, and I live in Crewe, so we not nowhere near each other. But
did she want to travel for that pussy?
I'm
traveling
not,
for some good pussy. Fuck that. I'm getting on the
megabus.
Hey, wait till I get it. I'm getting on the megabus, girl. $1 one way, $1 next.
Even when I was with her, she was the best I ever had so far. Even when I was with her, I always thought that it could be somehow a bit better. Now, the worst I ever had was an old 52-year-old woman.
So she older than you and still giving you bad head? Oh, my God. That's you should
have
smacked her.
She's the worst thing I ever had in my whole life. Okay, so we go to the store, we go to get this sex toy, right? She said, I don't like sex toys. I don't deal with sex toys. I like to lick it and keep on going. Okay, I'm like, I like
you know what I would have
like
did? I would have pissed on her face. I would have pissed on her face, and I would have said, look, when you were kicking this pussy likes to be touched. It like to be flicked. It like to be turned around, smacked in the face with another pussy. This pussy likes everything. And if you're going to sit up here and give me boring sex, this is what you should have told her. This is that for me, per se. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to have to start telling these girls what you want. So that's your problem, sweetheart. You start telling these girls what you want. In the bedroom. No, you can't tell them what you want if you keep getting this dumb head. No. You start telling these girls, like, look. You need to be like, legs jerked. I want my back broke out. I want my fucking, I need to come, bitch. I need to tell her just like that. I need to come. See, I don't know about nobody else. I'm a dumb, right? I'm an AG. I don't like that stud word, but I'm an AZ or a dom, and I love when a woman tell me what she want. That shit turns me on, and I give her what she want and what I want all in the same goddamn session. And ain't nobody going to know how to please you, baby, until you start telling me. And if she pleasing you wrong, you need to choke her by her neck and say, look, you're doing it wrong. This is what you need to do. Start teaching these girls. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you can tell what you want, but don't mean you're going to get what you want. And like I say, I went to the store, got to pick out the sex toy and everything. Got home, she went to strap up, 5 pumps, and that's all I got. I didn't get no lick, I didn't get no nothing. And the way she was talking about she could satisfy a woman and everything, I was like, oh, okay, I'm ready. This is an old
Let me ask you a question. What did you wear to bed that night? Did you have on some granny panties or did you have some thongs on? Did you come naked?
Nothing. Butt ball naked.
Did you have hair on your pussy?
Huh?
Nope. I don't know what the damn problem is, Teddy. I don't know what's going on.
I clean it, shave it, everything, got it.
Do you have hair on your nipples?
Oh, God.
Do you have hair on your nipples?
Something
got to be wrong.
Nipple
Why
hair.
Giving you the business.
Nipple hair, though, bro.
Well, something got to be wrong. The hell, shit! I would have jumped into that. I would have ate that shit like a seafood buffet, like Captain Jordan's bitch.
I would have
go to corral all on her ass.
Go to corral
good,
on
that
ass.
Shit. Girl would have been tapping Nacky off the fucking hill.
Captain Jordan.
Let me finish. She gave me 5 pumps and roll over and said, I'll take care of you later.
But someone right about you, because if she only gave you 5 pumps, well, maybe she needed some Viagra's for women. You need to start taking these. You need to put your foot down. Because a woman ain't going to tell me what the fuck she want. I'm going to give her what I want. It might not be what she want.
But I did tell her what I wanted. I told her what I wanted. But I'm like, I shouldn't have to tell you too much. Why? Well, I wonder if you're older than me and you had more sex parties than I have. And I cursed. I was like, I was so pissed. I told her off, like, I don't know what. I told her off. I'm like, you had all these sex parties and all in your life. And you talking about you went down and it got down and licked down. I didn't even get a lick down. I'm like, you sitting up there, you got on that strap on, and that was like your, like, you was a kid in the can shop. But then the other time, the whole time before that, you protest. And then as soon as you got on, pumped 5 times and dumped. I like, never ever again would you ever get pussy from me ever in your life.
Well, sweetheart, we're beautiful. I want to thank you so much for calling. She's on radio. Definitely don't go nowhere because I got some announcements. I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller right quick. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, baby. All right, you code 267. The topic of tonight is we're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking some nasty to them, but the first question is sex with the ex. Do you think it's okay or nay? Talk to me, baby.
I don't think it's okay. An ex is an ex for a reason. If you couldn't reconcile before they became an ex, I don't think you should have sex with them.
So let me ask you a question, too. Let me ask you a question. Say I'm your ex, right? And I gave you the best orgasm of your life. I mean, the best orgasm of your life. I made your toes curl. I made you do things with your life that you've never done with your life before after the sex, okay? And you break up over a question or something like that, right? You telling me right now, if I come over there and attempt to go down on you or something like that, you're telling me that I can't do it?
No, I wouldn't even let you in. Like, if we was that deep that we broke up over a petty question or whatever it was, that you couldn't even talk about it or anything, no, I'm not even letting you in. You're not even going to get a chance to see me.
Oh, you let me in. Because I'm coming naked with a Tweety Bird, some Tweety Bird thongs on. I'm coming
Tweety
in.
Tweety Bird thongs? Jesus, yeah. How much lower.
I'm going to have on some Tweety Bird thongs. And you know I got these Rick Ross titties. I'm going to have them pierced and everything. I'm coming up in there. I'm coming there like, huh? And you let me up in there. So the question is again. If I am in the house, You're not gonna let me tell the truth now. Think about what you're talking about. I'll tease you. But you're not gonna get anything. Exactly. But teasing is still some form of a sexual act. It's role play, right? Or it's foreplay or role play. Yo, are you gonna give me some of that?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
you're not even going to be able to touch me.
Y'all listen to her. She's laughing.
You can touch me.
She's laughing. You said what?
I said just because you're being teased, that don't mean you have to touch.
Oh, I'm touching everything. I'm jumping in.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus, I'm dabbing
Christ,
in like a sushi bar. Girl, you're going to be sushi that day, honey. I'm going to dab in, put some wakasabi sauce, whatever it's called, on that thing.
Wasabi?
And I'm going to girl, I don't care what it is. It's green, girl. It's kind of spicy. I'm going in. Now, if you taste like wasabi before I jump in, then I might not touch you.
Yo.
So, but, you're not going to sit up and lie to me because I'm jumping in that. Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to have a
bone. How you going to tell me that I'm lying, though?
You are lying. Come on, now. You lying. If
I would not lie. That just would be
I gave you the
that
best.
That would just
orgasm
be a good thing to reminisce about until.
I gave you the best orgasm of your life, girl. The best.
That's so many. Well, good memories.
I won't be no good memories. I'm gonna give you one more before we end it for good. Let's see how quiet over there.
Yeah, no, I'm laughing at you.
I'm just messing with you, sweetheart.
You silly.
I'm just messing with you. So let me ask another question. What's your favorite position?
Right in the face.
Didn't I ask you that yesterday?
No.
So you like to rise your face, right? So do you prefer to have oils and stuff like that?
What do you mean, like to massage oils and stuff like that?
Do you prefer to have oils?
I said what, like massage oils or smell good type oils?
Edible oils, baby, any kind of oils.
Oh, yeah.
When somebody is pleasing you, do you prefer to be ate raw or you prefer to be ate like a snack?
Either way, it depends on how you feel.
No, I'm not asking how I feel. I asked how do you feel at the moment.
Well, I prefer for it to be the way it's meant to be, fresh. Out the shower.
So you trying to be funny? Because I asked you.
With oils or natural. I prefer it to be natural. All the extra.
Okay, but let me ask you a question though. Do you masturbate while you're getting head? You know, like right before you get some head, or right after some head? I'm just asking the question.
You asked me that already.
She isn't ready.
You that already. And I told you, if I was the master B, I would like for someone to watch me.
Ooh. So, okay. Do you like to, when you masturbate, do you just focus on your clit or do you use penetration?
No.
With your fingers?
I'm a tease, so I like to play around a little bit.
So you don't use your fingers to go in?
I might. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Miss 267 Philly, I want to thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio, baby. Don't go nowhere. It's about to be some announcements, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. All right, ladies. I want to thank each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio. I definitely appreciate everything that you ladies do. Oh, I want to thank my co-host, Teddy, for being an awesome co-host.
You know I got your back, man. I enjoyed the conversation and everybody who called in.
And you know this, man. I don't think the ladies know, Teddy, what the good news is that we're going to be on here twice a week now.
Awesome.
We're going to be on here twice a week. Twice a week, and it's on demand for you. Definitely donations, ladies. We're not asking you to donate because we're not going to be the type of people to say, hey, we need your money. No, we're not going to do that. But what we are going to tell you is this. If you want more of KC and Teddy on She's On Radio, a penny of a donation is a help. A penny, 2 pennies, 15 cents, you know. The donations help us keep the show thriving and give us a longer show. I know that you all want more than 45 minutes of a show. I know I want more than 45 minutes of a show, but you gotta let us know you want this show. We can go 2 hours, 3 hours, or we can be satellite. So y'all think about that, ladies. Wouldn't y'all like to be riding down the street with She's On Radio bumping in your car? Oh, yeah, we're talking about 8 hours of a show. You know what I'm saying? So definitely support the movement. She's On Fridays, the She's On kicks off the 15th of November. You know what I'm saying? We're celebrating Poison birthday, K-Dot, celebrating Santana's birthday, Lena Extraordinaire, and a whole lot of other good people who are going to be coming out from different areas. We got a secret person coming from Philly to come down here as well. I'm not telling you who it is, but they're coming. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, I love you all. I love you, Teddy. You know, peace, ladies. No. And y'all have a good night, and we will talk to you again on Monday. Love y'all.
Love you.